You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here for today's program. We are tuning in to God's frequency today, WGOD. That's where God is always broadcasting. When we tune into His Word, you're guaranteed to hear a word from Him today. And His Word today says so many times from the Lord Jesus. This is just shocking. It really is. That is shocking. You know, to learn and find out as we do today that while people weren't paying attention, that the devil himself went and sowed counterfeit tares, as he calls them, wheat people into the kingdom, and that the tares look exactly like a wheat, and there's no telling the difference until they're ready to bear fruit. That's how you, when it's harvest time, or just about when it's time for them to bear fruit, at least that's when the tares appear. And it's just hard to, and he even says, let both grow together until the harvest. It's shocking to know that you look over your left shoulder or look over your right, and the person there next to you very well could be a wolf in sheep's clothing or a plant of the enemy. Have you ever met one of those at church? People that break up and disrupt every church that they go to. People that sow discord wherever they go. See, these are some of the ways you'll know. Like Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them. If you go around from church to church to church sowing discord wherever you go, the odds are you are a tare and not a wheat. Now, some people are tares and don't even realize it. And the great news about this message is if you are one of those, you can change positions. If you're convicted by this sermon, praise Almighty God. He doesn't convict people unless He wants to change people. He doesn't convict people unless He's willing to forgive you of that, show you where you've missed the boat, and help you to change, and then obliterate your sins for an eternity. That's the great news. Here's the next part, part three of this message now, Mysteries of the Kingdom.
Back to Jesus' explanation. Verse 38, the field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. The tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. Look at this. He lays everything out. He doesn't even question them. Why do you ask me this? Don't you know this by now? None of the other stuff he always gives them. He's just laying just everything out here. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. Tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. All right. Well, the Pope said there is no devil and there's no such thing as hell. Would that make him a wheat or a tare? Let's call things the way they are. If you don't believe in the devil, if you don't believe in hell, you are a wolf in sheep's clothing. Truth. You got to fall in line with this book. You fall in line with this book or get out of the church. Simple as that. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. The reapers are the angels. Angels are going to reap you. Angels are going to separate you from your sisters and your brothers, your children, your son, your daughter. With a sharp sickle, right, Carol? Where's that in the Bible? Revelation chapter 14. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels. They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those that practice lawlessness. And he will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. What a horrendous sound that's going to be. Wailing? That one really sticks in my craw. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So there's the parable. Here are the facts and truths that are in it. Here's 10 of them. Number one, Jesus sows the seed. And the seed is the word of God. And ultimately, everlasting, eternal life. Number two, the field is the world. That is, the seed is sown around the world by missionaries, emissaries, and apostles, of which you are included. Number three, you are the good seed. If you keep his commandments and walk in the light, as he is in the light. You're not a good seed because you say that you are. You're a good seed if you keep his commandments and walk in the light, as he is in the light. Number four, the counterfeits are the sons of the devil. You know something? I have met a fair amount of tares in my lifetime. Some of them did not know that they were tares. Others knew all too well who they were and were on a diabolical mission to destroy the church that they were attending. Do you hear me? Some people are tares and don't know it. Others are diabolical and know all too well who they are. And they go from church to church. Have you ever met someone that's destroyed a church before? Have you ever met people that destroy churches wherever they go? They're tares. They're counterfeit Christians. Satan has put into a church to destroy it. And the Lord said, you'll know them by their fruits. The Holy Spirit unites people. Satan divides people. Write that down today. The Holy Spirit unites. Satan divides. You'll know them by their fruits. Number five, the enemy is the devil. Again, ekthros, anthropos. Anthropos means man. Ekthros, hostile, angry. Number six, the harvest of souls is at the end of the age. Revelation 14. The harvest of souls is at the end of the age. Number seven, angels are responsible for the harvesting of souls. Number eight, all tares will be gathered together and burned in a giant furnace, otherwise known as the lake of fire. Number nine, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And if that bothers you, then I challenge you to go out and do something about it. Don't just let it bother you. Do something about it. Tell someone about Jesus. Pray that God would put someone in your life for you to tell about Jesus. And I guarantee you, who he puts on your heart, he's already dealing with them. He's already dealing with them. You're just the cherry on top. They're ripe and they're ready for salvation. And you come and just say, you know God loves you. You don't got to be Martin Luther. Just be led by the Spirit. If this bothers you as much as it bothers me, wailing and gnashing of teeth at the end of the age. They asked Jesus, what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? What did he say? Take heed that no one deceive you. People are going to fall at the end of the age because they've been deceived. Open up the beginning of your Bible to Genesis chapter 3. Eve said, the serpent what? And I ate from cover to cover. There's wailing and gnashing of teeth because people are deceived. They've been deceived by Satan. I challenge you to go out in this upside down world and make a difference today in someone else's life. Pray first. Pray. Ask God to show you someone that you can go out and make a difference in their life. And I guarantee, whoever it is he gives to you, he's already working on them. He's already working on them. And they'll receive what you say to them. And the last one on this list, at the end of all this, you will shine like the sun. So, show of hands, who wants me to keep going? Or you want me to end now? How about the pearl of great price? Verse 45 then. Verse 45, again, his words, not mine. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold everything that he had and bought it. You know, you'll be surprised, maybe astonished to know what the Greek word is for pearl. You know what it is? Margarita. Margarita. Esposito translation? The kingdom of heaven is so valuable and greater than anything else this old world's got to offer that once you find it, you will be willing to give up all worldly possessions in order to be a part of that kingdom. You'll want it so bad. Something the rich young ruler did not find. The pearl of great price. What's Jesus worth to you? I can't answer that. What's he worth to you? You were worth the world to him. That's why he died for you. What's he worth to you? I mean, what's he worth to you? If you were to find him down the street here and say, you know what, Wayne, I love you so much. I'm going to take all of your sins away. I'm going to die for all of them. And I'm going to set you free and you can have eternal life in heaven. What's that worth to you? What's it worth? Let's look at one more example of the mystery of the kingdom. The parable of the dragnet. Dum, da-dum, dum. Thank you, Lord. Do you hear that? Dum, da-dum, dum, dum. The parable you were about to hear is true. Names are not added, so as not to step on the toes of anyone here in the church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.